With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Look at that haircut. You got a, hey, no lie, your lineup is crispy.
Who are you talking about, mine?
Yeah.
No, yeah, no, my.
Allison.
That actually is a good one. You need to clip that. That should be a short and live on YouTube
no,
forever.
No.
Allie, did you razor that? Holy shit. How do you get your shit
No,
we've
talked
like
about
that?
This. My mama gave it to me. I was born like this.
With just a crispy line? Okay.
Oh, see, that's how you know
I didn't even know that existed.
Channing, that's how you know your hair is receding. Because you go, ooh, a crispy line. But then your hair is really here. So you're used to saying line right here. Who the
it's
fuck?
Hey, what's natural. Up? Dude, that's I rock the fisheye lens. What's up, Zach?
Exactly what's going on.
We were talking about Allie's crispy hairline, Channing's fucked up forehead, and my lack of a hairline.
Dog, this is a good here.
I'd have to say, welcome to Road Trippin' yet again, Zach Collins, but he might have the best hair of the men on this episode right now.
Probably.
Yeah. Might, I'll might. I'll that's
it's not even a close.
That's disrespectful, Zach.
Yeah. Zach is sponsored by California Dreams, right? This, what is that? California looks.
Yeah.
The gel.
He just uses wind and water. That's all. That's all,
Zach. That's it. That's it,
man. It's like, you know, natural conditioner. Life.
When Zach is done, he's going to be an extra in every Italian mob movie made.
I'm trying, dude. This is all my tryout. This is it.
Look, we're not saying that we're the reason Boban got the role in John Wick 2.
We might say it.
Okay. It's known in some circles, mainly ours, that that's the reason why. So you're in the right place.
Just I'll our circle. It, like, just us three.
Just
Zach, what's that poster over your right shoulder?
You know what that is.
Oh, God, don't.
Come on now.
She doesn't watch movies.
I can't see it.
Oh, I can't even. I know what it is, and it's don't, Zach. There's a reoccurring thing here. Zach has yet even to speak. She doesn't watch anything, Zach, so give it to her. She does
not. Can we all pay attention to the fact that I asked Zach this question? The reason why he hasn't spoke is because the two of you decided to.
I just know their frustration. I second their frustration. I do.
Okay.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, it's Pulp Fiction. Okay, got it.
Even if you don't watch movies, you should watch that movie.
But I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not. That's
Allison. That's gross.
Zach, can I say something right now?
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question. Right. I'm not sure what the full ESPN slate of games is going to be, but there are rumors that there are potential games in San Antonio versus the Dallas Mavericks on opening night and Boston versus Knicks in the Garden. Which game do you think should be the number one game?
Ours for sure.
Wembanyama opening? Yeah. Yours for sure?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me why.
Because of Wemby, for sure.
Okay.
I think everybody's gonna tune into that one.
Okay.
I mean, we got more ESPN games in the last 2 years I've been in San Antonio combined. So that tells you right there.
Okay. So you're
Wemby did the stretches. People want to see what's up with Armstrong.
Exactly. Yeah.
Jeez.
People want to see what's up.
I think we'll take that one, but we'll see what happens.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know. Boston starting off the season in Madison Square Garden. That's some energy. If you were Mike Breen, which one would you want to call if you were Mike Breen? In the Garden, Celtics or Wembanyama? Because he's the voice. He's the legend. So they're like, Green, you can pick him.
Out of respect to his resume, he should probably take the Garden game. He may have to, I don't know, we may have to earn his respect to get him on our games. We may have to earn
him. See, that's where I disagree. That's where I disagree. In 10 years, no one's going to care about that game. In 10 years, people will care about the Wembanyama game. People still talk about the LeBron debut or the Kobe debut. Like, those are forever imprinted in basketball, you know? And so
was Mike Green at those games or no? I don't think he was.
Did Mike Green do the LeBron? Who did LeBron's first game? I wonder.
Probably Doug Christie.
Doug Christie.
Yeah. It was in Sacramento, so yeah, it was.
It was definitely on ESPN. Let's just say this. His high school games were on ESPN. That game was on ESPN.
Right.
Have you talked to Wemby yet? When we saw you in Vegas, obviously everything was just so fresh and new. Have you talked to him?
Yeah, we're doing like open gym stuff right now. So last 2 weeks, we've been playing a lot.
Okay. So how are you feeling, man? You healthy? You ready to go? You ready to build on what you did last year?
Yeah, I'm healthy, man. No problems with, you know, the stuff that I had to get operations on and everything. You know, I'm great. I'm good to go. It's been a great summer. Had a, for us, 4 months of summer, man. So a lot of time to be in the gym and get better. So it's been good. The goal is to not have this long ass summer again. So we're going to.
Chang's had a few of those.
More than a few. It didn't do nothing. If better teams, it's harder to get fat. Because you're just like, you only got a month to really party, and then you're back to working. So,
It
is what it is. Hey, I think I've asked you this before, but let me ask again. And Richard was going through some inner turmoil when he was in San Antonio. So I don't know if, like,
why? He's
a smart person.
Why?
But when we talk about, like, culture and, like the Miami Heat, the Spurs, and, you know, maybe one or two other teams. What is it about the Spurs what do they do differently? And you don't need to go into details, but like crazy details, but like, what do they do differently that other teams just don't do? And they'll stay.
I would say, I mean, Pop is like the guy, you know, that Pop just does stuff differently. But Pop does a good job of like taking what he's been good with as far as his habits and the way he coaches and the way he runs the team. You know, from decades before, but also adjusting to what works now. So that's one of his best attributes. I think he blends that really well together. And then I think outside of Pop, I've been really impressed with the medical staff here and the way that we just have so many people. We have five or six, I think, maybe I may be wrong, but we up there, PTs, a bunch of strength coaches. And we got people that, you know, bridge the gap between the weight room and rehab process and the court. And that's specifically their job. So there's just everything we need and, you know, just to get our bodies right and to make sure they stay right. That's been like the biggest difference I've seen that I haven't seen anywhere else. I've only been two places, but just talking to other teams too or players on other teams, they don't really have it like that. So that's a big thing too. Yeah, man. Everybody's just on the same page. You know, the people in the front office, the coaching staff, the training staff, everybody's on the same page. There's no disconnect anywhere. So I think that's a big one too.
So the thing that I want to ask, and I know your opinion of this, and I really want to get your opinion. You just saw the commissioner yesterday, talking about, you know, the resting rules, and I believed in it. There were years where I had back-to-back injuries. Obviously you're a big man. You dealt with some injuries. So I get there are kind of situational things here that should be taken into account. But what did you think about what the commissioner said about, hey, we're going to limit these resting of multiple star players in in-season tournament games and all this sort of stuff? And he's also basically saying, oh, y'all going to play in these in-season tournament games. Make no mistake. The in-season tournament games are not regular season games. These are considered playoffs of the regular season. What'd you think of kind of the tone that he set?
Man, I never thought I'd see something like that, to be honest. It's definitely something out of left field, in my opinion. But, hey, I don't know. I can't speak for guys who don't play, you know, stars who don't play and who think they need to rest. And, you know, I know a lot of that too has to do with the team. I think the, as you guys know, the training staff, you know, even the coaches, sometimes they can sense when you're tired, you're off, you need a break, and they tell you to take a break. They tell you to sit down, and it's not necessarily always the player making that call. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like I do feel like there's good reason for it, and I'm interested to see how it works. I definitely don't think it's a bad thing.
Have you seen the list of teams that are qualified superstars?
Yeah, and we are not on that list. So
no, and neither does Denver.
Yeah.
The list.
How does Denver? Why?
They don't have. You had to be like an all-star, or you had to be like a previous All-NBA something. So
I got
literally,
you have to.
But Jokic.
One. That's one.
So you said they didn't have any. You said they didn't have any.
No, but they're not on that list. Like, really? Jokic is their one guy.
You have two.
You
right?
can rest him. You have to have two.
Yeah.
You have to be a star player, which is defined as someone who has been an all-star or an All-NBA selection in any of the past three seasons.
And that's fair. Denver, say what you want about their team. Jamal Murray's coming back from injury. If you want to rest him. But it's also, look, the NBA is basically saying, hey, these are the parameters. But if all of a sudden you guys are sitting Jamal Murray and Jokic and Aaron Gordon for an in-season national televised game, they don't give a damn about what the codes are. You're getting a call. They'll adjust them rules the very next week.
Hungry road trippers? Now that we're in the thick of summer, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals to support sunny, active days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track reaching your goals. For our first meal kits, Richard Channing and myself all selected Factor's Calorie Smart portioned meals that average about 550 calories per serving. We're all as busy as ever, and it's nice to know we can prepare a delicious and nutritious ready-to-eat meal in less than 2 minutes. Plus, I needed an extra boost to support my wellness goals this summer, so I opted to try the Protein Plus meals. This added 30 grams of protein or more per serving, and the meals, they're delicious. So what are you waiting for, road trippers? Head to factormeals.com/roadtrippin50 and use our code roadtrippin50 to get 50% off. That's code roadtrippin50 at factor.com/roadtrippin50 to get 50% off today. This episode of Road Trippin' is brought to you by our friends at BetterHelp. Sometimes in life, we're faced with tough choices, and the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with hard decisions around your career, relationships, or anything else, therapy can help you stay connected to what you really want as you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. Speaking for myself, when it came to making a lifestyle change for my career, moving from the Midwest to the West Coast, having an expert therapist to take the time to help me navigate all the emotions and hurdles I was about to embark on, I can honestly say I wouldn't have made it without their guidance, something that truly has continued to help me to this day. If you're thinking of getting that support you need through the form of therapy, then give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You'll start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So road trippers, let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/roadtrippin today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/roadtrippin. My thought and question here yesterday, we talked about it, was what if a player just states an injury, states a bad ankle, versus just coming out and saying rest, right? Now, it does say that the league office will have authority to conduct investigations and order independent medical reviews. But is that you then sitting there questioning?
Zach, really quickly, this shit was getting out of control, bro. That's why I'm saying I respect you. Like, no, you had to deal with certain injuries that are like, hey, you can't go over usage on a big man's lower half. Like that is a bad thing
lower
to do.
Lower half.
But when you're talking about like people with thumb injuries and are people just taking rest days? It was guys in their 20s with taking rest days, and their team was 5 games below .500. It's like, come on. It was out of control, and there's less back-to-backs, And like you said, there's 26 PTs. Like when I came into the league, you had a trainer and you had an assistant trainer who also was the equipment manager. That's how we were able to get a second trainer.
Exactly.
And that's what you had. That's why the whole young guys don't get on the table is because there was only 1.5 trainers. So it was like you have all these more staffs and you're like, hey, do you know what else? Guys should play a lot less minutes and a lot. What the fuck we got all you guys here for?
Right.
Guys are supposed to play less, this is supposed to get them on the fucking court more. That was the reason why they hired a massage therapist. No lie. NBA lore. They brought in a massage therapist because it was like, hey, yes, she might cost $100,000 to travel with the team and to do this. But if she's able to keep one of your star players on the court for one extra game all season long, she's validated her cost. And if she's doing that for the entire team, or if you have multiple massage therapists doing it for the team, and you're getting guys on the court 3-4 more times more, then they're validating the cost. And that's what you want. You want your product on the court. They're getting a bunch of people telling them to take their product off the court. What the fuck kind of sense does that? Like, even the NBA was like, all right, enough of that shit. The data doesn't show it. The data's bullshit. Everyone's showing data, and it's not real. Thank you. That's my rant.
Media-wise, you know, like, what sucks is certain guys do have injury or injury prone. Like, I'm going to use just one name. Kawhi is extremely injury prone, right? I understand him sitting out, like, regardless of the date. If he said, I'm only going to play 3 games a week, and then on the 4th game every week, I'm going to miss out all season. That's different than when the Clippers play the Lakers on TNT, and he's like, I played for a month, and I'm just going to sit this one game out because we might see them in the playoffs. That's where, as media play people, you're like, this fucking sucks. Like, we can't assess the team. We can't do our job. Right. And so what do we talk about? We talk about how the one guy that needed to play didn't play so that they might, if they might meet up in the playoffs, that they don't have film on him. And you're like, dude, you're like, come on, man, just play the damn game. Don't run your sets. Just go out there and hoop for one game. It's Tuesday on a goddamn December. You're planning the playoffs?
Yeah.
It just became a lot.
So there's no coincidence factor here that they got hurt that night before that game. None of that.
If they got hurt, it's coincidence
or something that like it can't let it carry over. Like,
okay, so hold on, it can't carry over for that game, but then they're back playing 40 minutes the day after that. That's when it gets.
Now look, while we are old, like I retired 3 years ago, bro. I just retired 4 years ago. This is my 4th year out. We also know that star players, let's just say hypothetically, we've played on different teams. There might be one guy that they want to get a rest. And then there's the next star player. There's like, well, if he gets to rest, why do I not get to rest? And then there's that third star that was like, oh, so y'all just gonna send me out to fucking battle by my fucking self? So then they just end up resting these guys. And it's like, it was really because we just wanted to rest this guy. And then this guy's sensitive. And then this guy doesn't want to be the fucking odd man out. So then all of a sudden you end up resting half the squad. Some of it is politics. Some of it is ego management. While it is, because resting is typically done if you're one of those guys. So if the coach comes to you and says, hey, listen, I'm going to give you a day of rest, and I'm not talking about a person that might be coming off injury or a much older player like an Al Horford who's good, and they're like, hey, you've got a lot of miles. But they just started some fucking – there's some ego in this. Let's just not make it seem like this is pure medical because it's gotten out of control in 5 years.
And there are guys that their back starts to tighten up when they got to play somebody who's at their position – who's better in his contract year.
That's what Shannon used to play against Shaq.
Well, now we're getting into it.
I moved positions because of Shaq. I literally started shooting threes. I said, fuck this. Let me ask you this,
Zach, I do know that obviously, as you mentioned, you feel great, you're healthy, you're excited to be on the floor, et cetera. Yeah. You want to be playing. But there is an exception to the rule, in one of which is serious injury history. Would you be an exception to that?
Wait, are we talking about all-stars and type players, or are we still talking about?
No, there's an exception.
There's a policy exception to this rule for injuries and personal absences. So pre-approved absences and back-to-back schedule circumstances based on a player's age, career workload, or serious injury history. And I think of someone like you and your injury.
Yeah. I mean, I think I would fit into there just because I did miss those two seasons from the ankle stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. To be honest, I didn't really look into the rule crazy like that. You know, they don't, they haven't told me that I'm part of that group, but I mean, I'm sure I'll qualify just based on those 2 years.
That's a good thing, but that, like, mentally, like, for you, you don't even have to focus or think about that.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah. But like you said, I mean, I just want to play, you know, I've, like I said, I missed those 2 years. So I need I got a lot of time to make up, and I just, you know, I think most guys do. I hope that you just feel better mentally and physically, honestly, when you play. Like, if I took a game off, just a game off, like, yeah, my body might thank me later, but the rhythm, just one game can take that away. You know, mm-hmm. like, it just,
yeah.
I think that right there, I'd rather be sore and play a game or two than just stay, you know, take the day off because they think I'm injury prone or whatever. You know,
people don't forget. It's like, oh, yeah, give me a day off. So then you get 3 days off. Then the next game you play, maybe you get in foul trouble. Now all of a sudden you, like, again, it's like, now all of a sudden, and now all of a sudden it's like 5-6 days before, since you kind of felt like you know what I'm saying? It's like, and these are little pockets that happen over the season. And I'm just saying that these are things that should go into the equation. Right. But I want to get back to your San Antonio team. So, like, you're in the gym, and I know those gym workouts. You guys are doing, you know,
two-handed bounce passes.
They're doing around, like, you can't, like, one dribble side. They're doing a lot of skill work. That's why they're one of the most skilled programs of all time. So, inside that gym, and you kind of see what the guys that you're working with, how good do you guys think you guys can be? Do you guys think that you can contend to be one of those 10 working in the play-in and playoffs? Obviously, you had the number one pick last year, so we know where you ended last year. How much, not just off of Wemby, I'm talking about the entire growth of guys that you see that were putting in work last year and then the growth into this year.
I think everyone's gotten better. I think everyone took the summer seriously. I think everyone worked on their games, worked on the things they needed to. And we have mini camps throughout the summer. I think we had like 6 or 7 of them this summer.
Damn.
Young team alert.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, young team. It was mostly for young guys. If you're a vet, and it's funny now, we do have vets, but our vets are like 23 to 24 years old.
Yeah, it's not a vet. We just say it's not a vet.
You know, like, I'm 25 and I'm a vet. You know, like,
no. What year is this for you, Zach?
I'm going into 7. So
technically, you're a vet. Shit. No, you're a vet. You are a vet. 7 years is a vet. 23 is not a vet.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Crazy.
What do these little mini camps consist of throughout the summer?
It's a lot of team concepts and the way we want to play defense, the way we want to move the ball. We don't really go through a whole lot of sets, but it's more just, it's a lot of teaching. And it's really just so that the young guys, they know they can keep their eyes on the young guys, that they're in the gym doing what they're supposed to do. And they'll usually last for, you know, four days a week for 2 weeks, and that'll be like 2 workshops.
That's amazing. That they don't understand what they're getting. They don't understand.
Most teams leave you out to the wolves.
How is that different from your first? Okay, so if you're looking at the first 2 years that some of these guys are getting, because this is your second year in San Antonio, if you're looking at the investment and development that these guys are getting consistently, and we're not shitting on Portland, but versus your first 2 years, how does it differ?
Well, I will say Portland did a really good job too, but we weren't as young as we were here than we were in Portland. You know, and we were in the playoffs. We were pretty much established. So it was different, and there wasn't really like workshops per se. It wasn't official like that, but they wanted the young guys there in the summer. Like my first 2 summers, I was always there in Portland, but definitely in San Antonio, we're so young. And I don't know if they did this when they were winning chips and all that, but I would assume that those guys would win. It's different too. Their season was done in June and ours was done in April. So it was a little different, but
December.
But I say all that to say, as far as how good we're going to be this year, I don't think any of that shit matters if we don't play defense, because we were historically bad at one point in the season last year, and I think dead last for most of it. So if we could be between top 15 and top 20 defense, I think we can definitely get into the playoffs. But if we don't do that, I mean, we're going to score. I think we're talented enough to get the ball in the basket.
Now, can I – Can I add one more thing, Ryze? I want to make sure we're clear about right. I want to make sure we're very clear about this, Zach.
Could you get any closer?
I just hear me out.
I can see your nose here.
We don't have to go like super crazy, but you do recognize that you are Wimby's enforcer, right? I'm not trying to tell you to get out of character. I'm not trying to tell you to be somebody different, but you the five man, and there are going to be people trying to bully Big Fella. That's when the brother got to step in. I'm just saying, you know, you're going to have to protect him a little bit. Are you ready for that? Because people are going to be trying to mess with them. They're going to be trying to get at him.
Let Dawson get one of them long jabs in. Yeah, he's going to be fine, man. Listen.
Hey, we put boxing in after Open Gym lately, too. Okay. So, and he's been a part of that. So
okay.
His punches must sound wild. Because it's like,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, no. I'm not saying that. It was like, oh, wait. Do you guys remember? Okay, look. You remember when Luka and Porzingis were getting in fights in the bubble and shit? It's like, no. You gotta go and make sure that these dudes is out here not messing with your young fella. You gotta go, you know what I'm saying? So as the vet, as now that you're like, shit, I'm at year seven, just wanna make sure, you know, there's that unspoken rule of like, hey, keep it basketball. Don't turn it into anything else. Cause that's what they're gonna try to do. They're gonna try and bully, they're gonna try and punk him, they're gonna try and see what he's made of. They're gonna figure it out, but it helps when he knows he has a little bit of, you know, defense on the other side, a big brother, if you will.
You're gonna get like two less games because you're white. So it's all good.
Oh my God. Zach, we talked about you being a veteran. This is now your what, second year with San Antonio?
Third, technically.
Third. You have 2 years under your belt.
Yeah.
You and Rich both played for Pop. Thank you, Channing. If there's one piece of advice that you give, whether it was during these mini camps throughout the summer or just as the season goes on with Wemby, with the young guys in general, and as you just kind of mentioned, if we don't play defense, we're not going to be anything. What's the one piece of advice the young guys need to know about Pop?
Don't take it personal. That's it.
Is that a good one, Rich?
Well said.
That's all I say. Don't take it personal, man.
Until you understand that, you're going to struggle. You'll struggle.
Yeah.
I told you. Yeah.
Don't take it personal and leave it in the locker room. When you leave, don't think about what he said. Just, you know, take it.
You might have to leave it in the huddle. You might have to leave it in the huddle.
Right.
You might have to leave it in the huddle, Zach.
Yeah.
Richard still goes to therapy for what Pop said.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he does say some crazy stuff and he'll get on you. Probably more honestly, especially too with this generation coming up, he's probably going to get on us, you know, I'm saying on these younger guys, these rookies, more than they've been talked to their whole life, to be honest.
So they
just got to get used to that, not take it personal and realize that with Pop, he's crazy and he'll get on you, but it all comes out of a place of love from him. I don't think he when he gets on me, I don't feel like he just does it because he doesn't like me. Like it just, I love it when he gets on me. I mean, to me, that shows that he cares and he knows that I can do better and I'm bullshitting. So, but there is some times where you got to understand, like, he's going to say something that doesn't make any sense or you missed an assignment or your teammate missed an assignment and you weren't even in the play and he's going to yell at you because he thought it was you. And that's just part of it, you know?
Yeah. Don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. Yeah. No, because it's not bullying. That's not what it is. It's a high intensity, like, do not make a mistake. I know you're going to make a mistake, but don't make a mistake. Right. Like type coaching. And it does make you better. But it is funny. It's funny because he's so outlandish with his blow ups and his intensity. Oh, but don't take it personal. Like,
Coach, that wasn't even me. And then he doubled down and yelled at me more. And then before he went to the huddle, he goes, God damn it, Channing. You know I can't yell at him. I got to yell at you about what he's supposed to do. So just, and I know you listen.
Just so you know, he's still doing that.
He did that with Gary Neal. I think I've told this story on here before. Right, I've told this story on here. So he, He takes me out of the game. I'm sitting on the bench. Gary goes in there, shoots two stupid-ass shots. Pop comes down to the end of the bench and starts yelling at me. He goes, "You see those bullshit shots by Gary? I'd put you in, but you'd probably do the same fucking thing." And then walks off. And I'm like, "What the fuck, bro?" And so after the game, I tell Gary, I'm like, "Man, Pop came out. You know, I'm two shots. You started getting a third. Pop comes down and starts yelling at me, cussing me out for some shit you do." He goes, "Really?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, he does that to me all the time about you." I had no idea that he was getting cussed out for shit.
Is there
that
any
I was
kind
doing.
Of like heads up? Like, does he give you? Is there like a team meeting at the end of the season where he lays out? No.
It just
you never know what's gonna happen.
You never.
You might think
timeouts in 2 seconds. Yeah. Timeouts in what? What's the fastest timeout he's called? What's the fastest timeout he's called on you?
With us, I can't remember the specifics, but there was one time where it was fast. But you got to understand too, with us, we're young, so like he gets it right now. Like I think this year is going to be a lot different because he knows that we can actually like come out and make some noise. So it's going to be a little bit more strict. But I think even my first year, you know, when we had DeJounte. And we were actually, you know, pushing for that play-in, and we were in there. He was a lot harder on us that year for sure. And we had one there. But
you don't really hear about people being coach hard anymore, right? I mean,
that's what I mean. Like,
it's more than what we think, right? And this is just off top. I think the coach in Memphis coaches hard. I think, you know, obviously Pop coaches hard. I think the coach in OKC, obviously Miami, Mosey in Orlando. I think those coaches just places in my head that coach hard, where you see like who they are as a team, and then that part develops over the months, over the years, right? You don't really see them. I see them yelling, right? We get the inside feed where coaches are yelling at their best players. Like, I appreciate that. I wish we could do it more.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think, Most guys that stay in the league a long time and actually want to be coached, you can tell. And I think they appreciate that when a coach actually gets on, you know.
I only like coaching because it helps you win. That's the only reason why I like coaching. I don't need all the yelling at me, but okay, if this is going to help us win, okay. Then you, because the coaching's great when you're like, oh, motherfuckers, this is the thing. You know, it's, sometimes you can miss an assignment or something. And then there's times where it's like, if I don't call this down, I'm like I had never had downs called so fast when I was in San Antonio. Cause if you're late, you're done. But it's like, if they don't call it early enough, Pop is so I never had to yell at the big, but man, you got to call the down early. You got to call it early. Pop is cussing him out 10 other times before I could even say it. So everyone is just focused on doing their job. And it makes the process easier.
Of course, great insight from the both of you having played for Greg Popovich, but we are going to step aside. So road trippers, stick around on tomorrow's episode. We're going to dive into more Team USA things in the latest, as well as some truth or trash with Zach Collins. That's another edition of Road Tripping.